Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. We continued in our series, Now Playing, but what I've been talking about the last couple of weeks comes from when I was sharing about Hamilton and talking about contentment as a theme and looking at Philippians 4, verse 10 through 13. Here's what I've been sharing. Verse 10 says, I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Now that I'm speaking, or not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content, and I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and in hunger, abundance and in need. And what I've been sharing the last two Thursdays for our DriveCast is how contentment doesn't have anything to do with circumstances, or very little to do with circumstances, and it really is not intuitive. It has to be learned. So then you have to ask the question, well, what does it mean? You know, what is the secret that Paul learned that taught him to be content in any and every situation? And this is where verse 13 comes in. He says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I love how that passage is one of those passages that, you know, people love to quote. It's one people love to memorize. The first Bible I had, the version said this, in him who is the source of my strength, I have the strength for all things. And I love to just say that to myself, that no matter what my circumstance, just remind myself, you know, I got this. The Lord's with me. But in context, what Paul is writing is that he's not talking about you facing some horrible situation and this is going to give you the strength to get through it. He's talking about being content in every situation. Whether you have a lot or a little, whether you have good health or bad, whether you have great circumstances or, you know, or not so great, whether you're thriving or struggling, what he's saying is that contentment is found in knowing Christ. It's, you know, that he is the one who strengthens you so that you can be content in the middle of a situation. So then that begs the question, what does it mean to really know Christ? And what Paul is saying is that he, in his relationship with the Lord, as he continued to know him and lean on him, that is where his strength came from. Remember, if you look at Paul's life, there was a time when Paul had some type of thorn in the flesh, something that was causing him to struggle, and he was begging God three times, please take it away. And each time he says, the Lord said no. And the answer was that it's in your weakness I am made strong. So my grace is sufficient for you. Now, here's the thing. You can only know that the grace of the Lord is sufficient for you when you struggle. You can't read that in a book. You can't just think that as a concept, but there's only one way to find that out, and that is in the midst of your weakness, in the midst of struggle, you have to lean into the Lord. And in that, you know him, and the fruit of that is that you have a knowledge of the Lord that is learned. And that is where contentment comes from. Now, no one wants to struggle. That's the thing. Nobody says, wow, I would love to struggle. Except Paul, who said he wanted to know the fellowship of the sufferings of Christ. Why? Because he was so convinced of the strength of Christ in him, in his weakness, that he was willing to experience that at any level, even to the point of death, that he wanted to know Christ. Now, wow, that's great encouragement, Ed. I hope that I can struggle like Paul did. But I think the contentment is found in knowing Christ. And look, as you grow in your faith, you're going to grow in contentment. And growing in faith is simply peering into Christ, leaning into him in any and every situation, and keeping your focus completely on him. And as you focus on him, that is where your faith is going to grow. And as your faith grows, contentment grows with it. So I think the question then is, well, how do we focus? You know, listening to a DriveCast, reading your Bible, going to church, going to a life group, being obedient in any and every situation. In all those things, you continue to stay focused. And the world is trying to take your attention away. So that's really the battle, is how do we stay focused on Christ rather than on our situations or circumstances? Father, I pray that you would draw our attention to you, that as we peer into you, as we look to you for all things, that you would grow our faith. God, I pray you would give us the strength to deal with any and every situation. Lord, I think about people who struggle with their health or struggle in horrible situations, and I'm asking God, you help them to focus on you. God, I pray for me that my focus would be on you in all things, that my faith would grow, and that your grace would be sufficient. I ask that in your son's name. just take a second and talk to the Lord and ask Him to draw your attention to Him in all things. Till next time, God bless.